Hello, and welcome to Chikara in 15 Minutes or Less. I'm your host, Alex Chikarza. Give me 15 minutes, and I'll give you Chikara. Every week, I will be presenting as much Chikara as I can fit into 15 minutes, including the latest news, a weekly feature, the Chikaption competition, and Chikara in the media. To submit your Chikara media, email me at chikara15@powertothesmirks.com. Today is November 17th, and before I get into this week's news, I'd like to announce that Chatting with the Chikarmi interviews will be starting soon. I'm looking forward to spending some time with you all and talking about Chikara, wrestling, and life in general. If you haven't already, sign up for a written or an audio chat on our website at chikaran15.com. And now for the latest Chikara news. Chikara presents its Season 15 finale, Top Banana, on December 5th from the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. Here are the matches announced so far. In a triple threat match, Hello Wicked defends the title against Eddie Kingston and Ikaris. In the Challenge of the Immortals finals, it'll be the Wrecking Crew versus Crown and Court. Fire Ant goes one-on-one against Soldier Ant, and in our 100% natural Good Time Family Cybernetico, a squad led by Dasher Hatfield will take on a squad led by Juan Francisco de Coronado. It's already been confirmed on the 101 forums that this will not be on iPay-per-view, so if you have the means, I highly recommend getting out to the 23 Arena in Philadelphia for Top Banana. It'll be so choice. And as announced on the 101 forums and other social media platforms, the 2300 Arena in Philly presents a Toys for Tots collection at the Chikara season finale Top Banana on December 5th. Please bring a new unwrapped toy for the cause. There will be donation collection boxes set up in the front lobby. In other Chikara news, season 16 is already taking shape with three events scheduled so far. The end of January marks the beginning of Season 16 as the Wrestle Factory hosts a double shot on January 30th with Days of the Phoenix and Five Senses. Then on February 6th, it's the return of a tradition as Chikara presents the 4th annual National Pro Wrestling Day. That's right, National Pro Wrestling Day, February 6th from Reading, Pennsylvania. By the way, Chikara, if you need some ideas of where else to do shows in Season 16, why not Southern California? And now, here are the standings for the Grand Championship. The current Grand Champion is Hello Wicked, who defeated Ikaris at Afternoon Delight in London. Eddie Kingston, Ikaris, and Oleg the Usurper all have 3 points, with Eddie Kingston and Ikaris looking to challenge Hello Wicked next month at the season finale. With 2 points each are Blind Rage, Chuck Taylor, Max Smashmaster, and Soldier Ant. And with 1 point each are Arctic Rescue Ant, Eric Cannon, Drew Gulak, Heidi Loveless, Lucas Calhoun, Missile Assault Man, Ophidian, Prakash Sabar, Princess Kimberly, and Silver Ant. And now for the standings for Campeonatos de Parejas. Your current Campeonas de Parejas are the team of NRG, who defeated the Devastation Corporation at the MARTA Complex in Norfolk, Virginia. With 3 points each are the Nightmare Warriors of Hollow Wicked and Frightmare, and the BDK Nockin and Pinky Sanchez. Representing Battleborn with 2 points are the team of Lucas Calhoun and Missile Assault Man. Battleborn continues to be represented with teams in the 1 point position, the teams of Kevin Condren and Lucas Calhoun, and Kevin Condren and Missile Assault Man. Other teams with 1 point each include the Colony of Silver Ant and Fire Ant, the Gentleman's Club of Chuck Taylor and Drew Gulak, the Nightmare Warriors of Frightmare and Blind Rage, Old Fashioned of Jervis Cottonbilly and Marion Fontaine, and the Snake Pit of Ophidian and Argus. And now, for the Chikaption competition. Thanks to everyone who submitted entries for this week's Chikaption competition. This week's lucky winner is J2K Winger with What Do You Mean It Isn't Vegan? The rest of the top three, along with a new picture, will be up on the website later today. And now, for this week's feature. Last week I began to recount the events of Season 15. This week I will continue. Thanks again to Rave from the 101 forums for providing the recap. During the month of June, Condren continued to stalk Missile Assault Ant while leading the proto-Battleborn to victory against Ikaris and Heidi Loveless at Sword of Destiny. Dasher earned his 4th point against the debuting Tommaso Ciampa, while the Colony assembled to attempt to return their former comrade Soldier Ant to normal, an attempt that nearly succeeded before the Nightmare Warriors thwarted it with a surprise attack. After the event concluded, a new tradition for Chikara was born, the Encore match. Fans rose to their feet, demanding one more match, and they were rewarded for their persistence. The next night, during Shock and Awe, Heidi Lovelace made her first defense of the Young Lions Cup, defeating Argus. Condren once again made an overture toward Missile Assault Ant, canceling a match between the Ant and Calhoun, and receiving an uppercut for his troubles. Ultramantis Black was injured during an in-ring accident, but not before making a deal with the Batiri for their continued assistance, and Oleg came up short against Hollow Wicked, and fans once again demanded and received an encore match. At the beginning of July, the Chikarmy was whipped into a frenzy of speculation by an image teasing something called Journey into Chikara. Later in the month, this would be revealed to be a weekly show, given a trial run of 4, originally 6 weeks, featuring footage from previously held events streamed on both YouTube and Chikaratopia. Though they were supported by the Chikarmy, who had donned bowler hats and tiaras in their honor for the evening, Kimberly and Cottonbelly came up short in their bid for the CDP during storming the castle. The next night, during the Immaculate Election, Dasher would also come up short against Hollow Wicked, while earlier in the evening, Amasis would defeat Frightmare to attain his third point. However, the championships were not what everyone was talking about after this event, as once again, Kevin Condren and his Battleborn were the center of controversy. Condren had come into the event with a plan. Prior to it, he solicited the Chikarmy for images related to Condor Security's shutdown of Chikara at the close of Anniversario, Never Compromise, seeking the lone ant in the midst of the swarm. While Wing Vavasseur had confirmed back in 2013 that he had been assigned the Colony Extreme Force, Condren would further confirm that the man who had became Missile Assault Ant had indeed been part of Condor Security, with the implication that Orbit Adventure Ant and Arctic Rescue Ant had also been. With the aid of Troll, who had stolen the ant's backpack during the intermission of Shock and Awe, he was able to further reveal that Missile Assault Ant had been ordered to blow up a school bus full of children during an excursion in Zimbabwe, an act that Missile Assault Ant had been carrying the weight of ever since. Broken by the reveal, Missile Assault Ant removed his mask and left the ring. He was soon renamed Missile Assault Man. Chikara returned to the Wrestle Factory in August for the good life. Princess Kimberly rallied Lowe's Ice Creams after a loss to Frightmare and Flying Rage of the Nightmare Warriors, signaling a resurgence in Crown and Court, who had previously lagged behind everyone else in points. Juan Francisco de Coronado made several attempts to speak to the crowd, only to be booed profusely and taken out by Amasis. NRG earned their third point for a rematch with the Devastation Corporation, and Hollow Wicked made another successful defense of the Grand Championship, this time against Amasis. Like the previous year, Chikara made a stop at First Energy Stadium, presenting an event full of Challenge of the Immortals matches, during which El Hijo del Ice Cream took Kimberly's encouragement to heart, shocking the Chikarmy by pinning Blind Rage during a Challenge of the Immortals match, pitting the Los Ice Creams against Rage and Frightmare. Crown and Court, once regarded as a joke team that had languished in dead last, had begun to move up the standings in a big way. It was soon time for King of Trios, which had kicked off in a huge way back in March with the very first team announced, the infamous Bullet Club, represented by the Young Bucks and making his official Chikara debut, AJ Styles. The list of guests soon included the Blue World Order, Team Attack, Team Fight Club Pro, and Team AAA, while each Challenge of the Immortals team would field a representative trio. Rounding out the field was Battleborn, who made Night 1 to their coming out party by taking the heavily favored representative of Dasher's Dugout, 2014's runner-ups, the Golden Trio, Icarus and the Throwbacks, out of the competition in the first round. Unfortunately for Condren and his Battleborn, they did not make it past Night 2, as they were defeated by the Bullet Club, who would subsequently make their way into the finals by defeating Team Fight Club Pro. Another heavy favorite, the defending 2014 King of Trios, the Devastation Corporation, were shockingly eliminated by Team AAA during the semifinals, but not before they clashed with their Challenge of the Immortals rivals, the Arcane Horde. While the Horde were defeated, this match would shift the landscape of Chikara in two ways. First, Oleg, having grown tired of constantly being berated and sabotaged by Bakabala, and having tasted freedom as part of the Horde, severed his ties with the Wrecking Crew, ripping up his contract and subjecting Bakabella to off with his head, resulting in Bakabella's unceremonious exit from Chikara and the end of the invincibility the Wrecking Crew had enjoyed prior. Second, after winning the match, the Devastation Corporation took revenge for their fallen manager, attacking Ultra Mantis and crushing his injured leg with his crutch. Ultra Mantis would later announce his retirement from in-ring competition, but would continue to lead the Horde from the sidelines. Though an accidental mishap almost put Phoenix's participation in jeopardy during Night 2, Team AAA also made their way into the finals, their path claiming three of Chikara's representative teams, the Gentleman's Club, the Nightmare Warriors, and the aforementioned Devastation Corporation. For the very first time, Chikara would have a truly outside team win the King of Trios. 15 minutes of action later, the winners were decided as Phoenix pinned Matt Jackson after a springboard 450 splash to crown Team AAA as the 2015 King of Trios. Outside the annual tournament, Crown and Court moved out of last place in Challenge of the Immortals by defeating the Gentleman's Club in an Atomicos match. The finals of Rey de Voladores saw Mark Andrews defeat Shenron. 3.0 and the Colony Extreme Force both made their Chikara returns in a match that saw 3.0 and NRG take on the Colony Extreme Force and the Flying Francis. Heidi Lovelace made another successful defense of the Young Lions Cup, this time going against the Proletariat Poor of Moldova. And once again, Kevin Condren's Battleborn would find themselves at the center of controversy. During the tag gauntlet, Kevin Condren demanded Missile Assault Man destroy his former Colony Extreme Force partners in an attempt to recreate the events that led to the demise of his partners, the late Creator Wrestler 2 and 3 Quinox. When Missile Assault Man refused, Kevin Condren did it himself, shocking everyone, including his own partners and even himself, by utilizing Decalion's feared Chokebreaker to end the career of Orbit Adventuring. As Condren tried to process what he had done, Battleborn fell prey to the BDK's Pinky Sanchez and Knockin, who claimed their third point. Traumatized by what he had done, Condren's psyche had shattered. Though he would try to deny his baser instincts, a darker presence was starting to make itself known. He would attempt to lay down for Icarus during a trios match at Justice is Blind later in the month, and would subsequently abandon his partners, fleeing the building with the Winged Ring Warrior in pursuit. In the process, Icarus would discover that he was no longer worthy of wielding the hammer, to the point where he could no longer even lift it. Meanwhile, the match itself would be won by nefarious-seeming means. His touchdown had gifted Dasher with a new elbow pad, one that Touchdown was suspiciously protective of, and that made Dasher's already feared elbow strikes even stronger. The next night, in the main event of the Marta Complex, NRG would shock the Chikarmi and prove that the Devastation Corporation were no longer invincible by making good on their second chance at the Campeonatos de Parejas, taking the accolade as their own and ending the Dev Corp's nearly year-long reign as Campeones. The Season 15 recap comes to a close next week. We'll see you on Thunder. And now for Chikara and the media. Wrestle Jam 13 is this Saturday in Bristol, Connecticut, and has a lot of Chikara stars being featured on the card. Team Fist of Icarus and Gran Akuma reunite for one night only, teaming with Dasher Hatfield to take on Team New England of Brian Fury, Bobby Ocean, and Jason Blade. The Colony of Fire Ant and Silver Ant will take on J.T. Dunn and Chris Hero. Shinron will face Johnny Gargano, Princess Kimberly will face Veda Scott, and Hollow Wicked will defend his WrestleJam title. Be sure to follow WrestleJam on Twitter at WrestleJamCT and check out their Facebook page for more info. If you like the recap of Season 15 so far, be sure to check out the rest of the Chikara History Project at thechikarahistoryproject.wordpress.com. And, as always, you can find great resources and much more over at the Chikara Special on WordPress and Tumblr. You can find these and much more Chikara resources on our resources page over at chikaran15.com. That's it for this edition of Chikara in 15 Minutes or Less. If you haven't already, subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and other podcast platforms coming soon, and give us a rating and review when you get a chance. Every comment helps. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at CI15Podcast. Until next time, this is Alex Chikarza reminding you to be excellent to each other.
Party on, dudes!